It's me, Gene, Shannon Renee on 105 on the Bounce. Shannon, I am struggling this morning.
You are?
Yeah.
What'd you do to yourself yesterday?
Nothing. I tried to stay up to watch the basketball game, and I didn't even make it to the end of the game, and I still woke up tired as hell.
Really? Well, yeah. I was, like, ready for about 8 o'clock. I need to just chill. Yeah.
I wish.
It was nice. My mom was over yesterday.
Uh-huh.
She was like, listen. I went to my mom's house the other day, and she was doing the neighbor's gardening.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
Like planting flowers around their tree and doing all of this stuff. My mom has run out of space at her own house to do these things. So now she's like, can I come over and plant at your house? So she'll go and rescue all these plants from like Lowe's clearance aisle or whatever. You know what I mean? She knows how to take care and revive all that stuff. So she's over there digging. And, you know, of course, we feel bad because we're like, we don't want her to work. But at the same time, she's like,
helping plant the garden.
I know. She. It's just what she does, right? Yeah, but it was nice, yeah.
That's cool. You get to spend some more time with mom.
Yeah, yeah. We made dinner for her, and, you know, she was about to bounce out early. And I'm like, no, you're staying for dinner.
There you go.
At least let us feed you.
Yeah, that's cool. That is very cool. I'm just tired.
You'll get it together. I have faith.
I hope so.
It's the morning bounce.
It's me, Gene. Should probably turn the microphone on before.
Yes.
Talking, right? It's me, Gene, Shannon, Renee, 105 on the Bounce. I have this hoodie that I keep in the studio because it's, like, as we've talked about in the past, it's Antarctica one second, and then it's, you know, the beaches of Miami the next, right? I think I need to start leaving that, like, in my car or just bring it home with me because it's chilly.
It's a cool morning. You know, we can enjoy this while we can, while the spring, you know, weather is here because we didn't have much of it so far.
For all five minutes,
right. But definitely today, like, if you have respiratory challenges, you know, if you have asthma or COPD, please limit your time outdoors. There is, you know, an air quality alert going on for all of southeastern Michigan through today because of the smoke from the wildfire. So, like, when I was driving in this morning, I'm like, there's no light anywhere. I mean, and I live in the boonies, but then I, like, looked up and I was like, you can't even see the moon because of all the haze.
That's wild.
Yeah, so it's definitely thick out there. So be safe. The high temps are in the low to mid 70s. So,
okay. Ooh.
You know, it's a respectable number.
That's a very respectable number. I love to see it. You love to see it. You love to hear it. You love to feel it.
It's the morning bounce.
It's me, Gene, and Shannon Renee on 105 on the Bounce. Shannon Scoop is on the way.
Tupac finally got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
About damn time.
Well, I have all those details coming up for you at 6:15.
So, what's the scoop?
It's time for Shannon's Scoop on the Morning Bounce.
I'm Shannon Renee, and here's your scoop. Well, the Detroit Water and Sewage Department is looking to hire more than 50 new employees.
Mm-hmm.
Full-time jobs.
Hey.
That's going to happen today from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's a job fair at Triumph Church East on East Grand Boulevard. They're going to be conducting on-the-spot interviews, and they said that most of the jobs that they're hiring for don't even require a degree.
Oh, wow.
So, like, customer service specialist, field services technician, engineers, which that is job security because, I mean, over the weekend, they had like 40 water main breaks that they had to fix.
Oh,
so those are the types of jobs that go out there. But they're going to provide you training for that.
There you go.
It's competitive pay with benefits and, like I said, extensive training. Other departments in the city will be on hand to hire as well. So
there you go.
Get up.
Go get
showered.
Put on something nice.
Yes.
Very important. Put on something nice.
Yeah.
And go get that money. Definitely. I was reading an article last week that it said that unemployment in Detroit is at the lowest it's ever been, ever, all time. So go get this money because it's out there to be made.
Yeah, it's a city job and it's benefits. You know, you got good, from what I hear, they got good benefits.
You know what I always say whenever you talk about a job fair?
What?
Go on your lunch break.
Oh, yeah.
Go
to the job
fair, come back and be like, sorry, I'm out of here.
Up.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Well, it finally happened yesterday.
About
Tupac has received his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Just ahead of his birthday, his sister gave a speech.
Tupac knew deep down that he was always meant for something great. And as his little sister, I had the privilege to watch that greatness unfold. From the first time he stepped foot on the stage of the Apollo Theater at 13 years old, before anyone recognized his name, he knew he had the dream to have a star here on the Walk of Fame. Today, we're not just honoring a star on the ground, but we're honoring the work and the passion that he has put into making his dreams come true. His heavenly star will shine a little brighter today.
Aww.
We love you, Tupac.
Oh, that almost brought me to tears.
I know, right? That's very cool. Very cool. It's about damn time. And I know that people pay for these stars on the walks of fame, but there's absolutely no way the DJ, like, I love Ludacris. There's no way Ludacris should have gotten a star on the walk
of
fame.
Well, they said that they gave it to him in 2013. They've just been waiting on his estate to pick a date.
Really?
Yeah.
That's okay.
So
I'll shut up then.
Changing gears here. Prosecutors in the Tory Lanez case, they're going to be seeking a minimum of 13 years in prison at his sentencing. Yeah, they said, like, not only did, you know, did he commit this crime against Megan, but for 3 years he harassed her online.
Yeah.
Re-traumatizing her all of the time. So that's why they're seeking such a lengthy sentence. Mm-hmm. And his sentencing hearing is scheduled for next Tuesday.
Ooh.
You know, his he put in a bid to retrial and everything that was denied. So
that's the Hail Mary.
So this is it. We'll find out next Tuesday.
Maybe they should just send him to Canada, send him back to Canada.
They will after that.
I know. I was like, just talk, was a joke.
Right. I'm Shane Renee. That's your scoop.
Be careful before you pick up that phone.
Clarissa Jenkins might be on the other end.
You don't call here talking to me like that.
I'm coming there right now.
Time for another phone check.
On 105, won the bounce.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to please?
Yeah, this is.
Hi, this is Katina Mobley calling from the Student Affairs Division. How are you doing today, sir?
Good, how are you?
We are doing good. You're probably awaiting your certificate for your bachelor's, am I correct?
Yeah.
Well, you better keep on waiting, because as far as I see right here in my system, you ain't getting as far as graduation is concerned.
Okay. How come I didn't get anything in the mail about this? And where did you get my cell phone number? Because I have my house number on record there.
Okay, let's get one thing straight here. I'm the one who asked the questions. I don't need to hear your verbal rantissery. Okay, what's the problem?
The problem is what I just told
you.
You're calling from a number that I've never seen before. You're telling me that my degree is not finished.
Be quiet.
All right, you know what?
You want your degree?
What?
Do you want your degree?
Yes, I want my degree, but I don't know who you are.
Then calm down.
Speak to me this way.
That's it. One more semester. Give him one more semester.
Are you kidding me right now? All right, I need to speak to your supervisor because I don't want to speak with you anymore.
I need to speak to your parents.
Are you kidding me?
Do you want to grind? Do you want this paper?
Did you go to school?
Do you want this paper?
You do whatever you want. And then you can speak with my lawyer and everything else.
Wait, but let me tell you something. You ain't got no lawyer, number one.
That's
okay?
Bullshit. I got a f***ing attorney.
Oh, yeah? What you do for a living? Why you need an attorney? Because you always in trouble.
That's what you're doing, like. You get an attorney in case you run into people like you who call from random f***ing numbers.
You know what? If this was the 1930s, I'd put you over my lap and beat your fat meat with a yardstick.
Wait, what'd you say? I couldn't hear you.
You heard what I said.
You put a yardstick across my back meat?
That's right.
I'm calling the cops.
Don't call the cops. Call Dave. Because he's the one that wanted your phone
checked. You gotta be kidding me.
Boom! You just been phone checked.
Who you think you talking to? Because you had my address.
You can get Clarissa Jenkins 24-7 on demand at 1051thebounce.com.
It's me, Gene, and Shannon Renee on 105 on the Bounce. We're getting ready to hit you with 105 minutes of nonstop throwbacks for your ride to work.
Love it.
I love it, too. Shannon, have you seen this Britney Spears video?
Britney. Yes, I have.
Okay. So if you haven't seen it, Britney Spears is in, like, her garage that her and her husband have turned into, like, this little gym. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I saw this video on TikTok or YouTube or whatever. And this lady was working out in a dress. And she's, like, wearing this silk dress with high heel shoes. And she's like, this is my thing. I'm going to work out like this. And thank you to this lady for allowing me to make this happen.
Yeah.
I wish you could see your face right now. I wish everybody could see her face right now.
Poor Britney.
And I'm not a big workout person, but have you ever seen any wild stuff happening at the gym?
You know, I text you guys all the time of the things that I see in the gym.
Ooh, let's get into it.
We're going to get into those weird things. All people are working. At 7:20, so stick around.
Oh, Britney.
You know, okay, can I just say something really quickly?
Of course you can.
Somebody please tell Brittany about her eyeliner. Because listen, I can say that because I used to do the same thing. And no one ever told me.
Oh, wow.
It's not right.
Get
it together, Brittany. Yeah. I feel bad.
Tamin, Jeannie, Shannon, Renee, we just kicked off 105 minutes of nonstop throwbacks for your ride to work. I don't know if you saw the video the other day. Brittany was doing what she does on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Her and her husband were in the garage, which they've turned into a gym. She just went on this little rant about some TikTok lady that she saw that decided to work out in a dress. So Brittany was in high heels and a dress getting ready to go work out in her garage.
Lingerie and all that in her garage. Yeah. And do you think that she's made this a thing?
Maybe she wants to. Oh. I don't think it's going to happen.
I know she's going to wear that all the time.
Yeah, so it got us thinking.
What kind of weird stuff have you seen in the gym?
Don't ask me because I don't go to the gym.
Listen, the Smith machine, I've seen a woman hanging upside down from it. Uh-huh. And like not even like to do some sort of stretch.
Uh-huh.
She just thought she was... like monkey bars at the gym or something. I don't even know. The guy that was like sexually harassing women in the gym had to file a police report against him.
Jeez.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of crazy things in the gym.
That escalated very quickly. If you got some crazy things that you've seen people wearing, doing in the gym, I know you got a good story and we want to hear it. Give us a call or shoot us a text.
248-544-1051.
If you work out, I know you've seen some people doing some wild stuff at the gym.
Good morning, everybody. It's Amin, Jean, and Shannon, Renee. Yes, I definitely have seen a ton of crazy things.
If I went to the gym, maybe I could add to this conversation. There's no way that I can. If you got a story, we'd love to hear it. Give us a call or shoot us a text at 248-544-1051. Jessica, what did you see?
Me and my friend went to go work out, and you got this lady in the mirror, like doing her workouts or whatever, but in the midst of it, she just started like rubbing on herself. I'm like,
what?
Yeah, I'm like, what is going on over there?
She's like, how come this didn't happen on one of the 3 days I decided to work out this year?
Right. What is that?
Wow. Was she recording it or was she just doing it?
No, just like doing it. Like you could tell she was weird.
Jeez.
Did anybody say anything to her?
Nope. I think people were just minding their business.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, weird.
Wow, that's nuts.
I definitely saw a woman kind of doing that in the gym before.
Okay.
But she was like, okay, so she would go up to the mirror, and she would turn around and have like her butt sticking out, and she would snap the waistband of the back of her pants so that everyone in the gym would turn around and look at her butt.
Oh, wow.
It was so obvious. And she wore see-through pants. Come on.
Yeah, there's a sports show that I listened to, and the guy said there must be a meeting of like all older guys, like once you hit 70, that you just sit naked in the locker room so that everybody can see you your full glory. That's what I've heard.
No. What they do is they sit on the bikes behind the squat machines and watch the girls' butts all day. That's where they're at.
After they're done in the locker room, they're just like butt naked in the locker room so everybody can just be uncomfortable.
Shoot, at that age, I don't care what I'm doing either. We want to hear your crazy gym stories. What weird have you come across? Give us a call or just text at 248-544-1051.
Still rolling with 105 minutes of nonstop throwbacks for your ride to work. It is me, Gene, and Shannon, Renee. And if you go to the gym, I'm sure you've seen some wildness.
I definitely have.
Yeah.
We know that Britney Spears was giving us a little bit of it on Instagram the other day.
She was. She was working out in like a silk dress and high heels.
I know. She's craziness.
Trying to start a trend, I guess. Mm. If you've ever seen something crazy at the gym, 248-544-1051 is the number. Give us a call. Shoot us a text. Share those stories because I know some wild things be going on at the gym.
Erica, what happened?
I went to the gym one day with my sister. You know, we're trying to unbig our backs for the summer, so we decided to go to the gym.
Hold on a second.
Wait. You're trying to do what for the summer?
Unbig their backs.
Unbig their backs. Yes. Unbig the backs for the summer. Yes.
Okay, my bad. I've never heard anybody say that before.
I've seen it online, but I've never actually heard someone say it in real life. So,
listen, that is a thing, okay?
I know it's a thing. Okay. Right, you guys are going to unbig your backs for the summer.
Pretty much what happened was when we got there, there was this dude, and like he was using the equipment that was there, he was using it the complete wrong way. So, like, he's damn near flipped upside down on one of the bench presses, and me and my sister are just looking at him like, dude, what? Like, why are you flipped upside down?
the hell?
It was very interesting to watch.
Did you say anything to him?
No, we just kind of let him be great, you know? I mean, hey, if you die, you die. So, you know, we were just letting him be great. But yeah, that was my weird experience.
Hey, you got to start somewhere, right?
And you do. That is 100% true. You definitely do have to start somewhere. However, bench pressing upside down may not be the best.
That's wild. So you remember I was telling you about how the sports guy said that all older guys, you see the text that we just got? Justin sent us a text and he said, I was in a locker room, an older guy, 60s, 70s, was over in the sink mirrored naked, one leg on the counter with a pair of scissors, hand trimming downstairs. And he had a paper towel on the sink, facing the sinks. And he had a front row seat. Not cool, man. See?
That's nasty.
That is disgusting.
Like I said, we are at that age. They just don't care anymore.
Don't care. That's crazy.
Listen, I saw this older gentleman in the gym. Mm-hmm. You know how you do putt-putt golf and you just like flick your wrist?
Yeah.
That's all he was doing. He was practicing.
Do that at home.
He was doing this flick of the wrist thing. And I was like, what is going on?
Oh, man. If you've seen some wild stuff at the gym, we would love to hear those stories. Give us a call or shoot us a text.
248-544-1051.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Have you ever seen some crazy stuff happen at the gym?
I do all the time.
It's me, Gina Shannon Renee, on 105 on the Bounce. Britney Spears did this video where she was acting erratic. So stop me when this sounds familiar, right? She was working out or getting ready to work out in the gym in her garage wearing like a silk dress and some high heels. I guess this is some new trend that she wanted to start. And it's got us thinking, have you ever seen some crazy things go down in the gym? 248-544-1051. Is the number that you can call or text Shannon. What you got?
John texted us. I was at the gym when I heard a very loud noise. I look over and see people running towards the sky on the ground. As I walk over, I see a man laying under the squat rack.
Oh.
He was doing calf raises with at least 1,000 pounds on the bar.
What the hell?
His leg snapped and he had two bones protruding out of his shin. I cannot do, like, when I see basketball and, like, all those sports injuries, like, anything that has to do from the knee down.
Yeah. I know.
Ankle, nothing. I can't.
I get the same feeling, but I still watch. Is that weird? Does that make me weird?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, thanks.
You're like, I can't watch it.
Wow. Janice texted in, and she said, I was at the gym once running on the treadmill. There was a thunderstorm going on outside. Uh-huh. All of a sudden, all the lights and all the machines in the whole room goes completely dark. And then I heard, bam, bam, bam. And then the lights turned on. People were just laying all over the place.
Oh, no. That happened before the power went on in the gym, but they had a generator. It took a minute to kick in, but yeah.
So everybody just went down.
That's craziness.
That's nuts. 248-544-1051 is the number that you can call or text.
It's Morning Bounce.
It's me, Gene, and Shannon Renee. Still rolling with 105 minutes of nonstop throwbacks for your ride to work on 105.1 The Bounce. And Don Tolliver is coming to the Michigan Lottery Amphitheater. You trying to go?
I don't know that I am.
Oh. Well, you can't win these tickets anyway.
I think it's a school night.
Actually, it's a Friday.
Oh.
Now you have no excuses.
Yeah, I'm sure I have something else. No, I'm kidding. If you want to be in the building for the show or outside for the show, we'll do that with Can You Finish the Lyric coming up at 8:20.
Don Tolliver is coming to the Michigan Lottery Amphitheater, and if you want to go, we got you.
Yeah, we're doing that with Can You Finish the Lyric. It's super easy. We just play a song where we leave off. You just have to pick it up.
And it is so easy that the Lyrical Gangster is going to show you how it's done.
Oh, man, I've had a little break here.
I know, right?
I know, you're
going to be rusty?
No, I'm not going to be rusty. I got this, no matter the circumstance.
Okay.
What do you got for me?
Well, how about this? I feel like since I'm so tired this morning, I need to get, like, woken up.
Okay.
How about a little Lil Jon and the East Side Boys? Snap your fingers.
Yes.
Hey. You ready?
Here we go. snap your fingers and do your step.
Hey.
And you can do it all by yourself. Let me see you do it.
Hey.
Let me see you do it.
Hey.
Hey. Snap your fingers. Mm-hmm. Do your step. Mm-hmm. You can do it all by yourself. Let me see you do it.
Hey.
Let me see you do it.
Hey. Yes. Yes, needed that this morning,
Shannon. Oh, I know we needed it. The energy. We need to bring that into the room. All right. Detroit, do you think you can finish the lyrics to this Rude Boy? I know you got this. Give us a call. We're looking for caller 10 right now, 248-544-1051. Good luck.
All right, let's find out who's going to see Don Toliver at the Michigan Lottery Amphitheater.
Hey, Jessica, do you think you can finish the lyrics to this Rihanna?
I hope so.
Come on, Jessica, I need more confidence than that, girl. You think you can finish the lyrics to this Rihanna?
Yes, I can.
All right, all you got to do is pick it up where we leave off.
Can you get it up? Come here, rude boy, boy. Can you get it up?
Take it.
Hey. Baby, take it. Love me, love me.
All right, let's see how you did.
Yes. Congratulations. You just scored a pair of tickets to see Don Toliver at Michigan Lottery Amphitheater on Friday, June 23rd. For tickets and show info, visit 313presents.com.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Go ahead and let everybody know who you're bouncing with this morning, girl.
105.1 The Bounce.
It's me, Gene, and Shannon Renee on 105 on The Bounce. It is Thursday. You know what that means.
That means the Bounce Squad is out bouncing all over Detroit. Maybe they're in your neighborhood.
Good morning, Bounce Crew. It's your girl, Lori Mack and Kimbro, and we're bouncing all over the city. And today, we're at NVR Movie Theater out in Troy.
We have the hottest ticket. Everybody's asking about the ticket all weekend.
Everybody.
We got tickets to the Bounce Birthday Bash.
Ooh, that's the biggest party happening all summer. TLC, Shaggy, and Vogue, and Sean Kingston. If somebody wants those tickets, what do they got to pull up and say?
They got to say, Mr. Lava Lava.
Gotta have the
Don't forget that that's very important.
Listen, make sure you get out there and see the Bounce Squad. They got your Bounce's birthday bash tickets. Come party with us.
Please do.
It's the ultimate kickoff to the summer. Go see them at MJR in Troy on East Maple.
We'll check in with y'all in a little bit, all right?
Yep.
Thank
right.
you. It's me, Gene, and Shannon Renee on 105 on The Bounce. Good morning. We want to hook you up with some tickets to The Price is Right Live. Shannon, ooh. I know you're excited about
it. I know.
This
it's
one.
Right by my birthday, hey. So I may have to go in my birthday suit. Someone told me.
Oh.
I said yesterday, that's kind of weird.
Yes,
but then somebody was.
Was
like, no, people go all the time in their birthday suits.
Oh, and it just like says birthday suit. Like it probably is just like the word birthday suit.
Yeah, I'll keep it. We're going to do that with a little game that's been stalking me on Instagram.
You and me both.
So we'll give you three questions. Mm-hmm. You'll have to answer. It's based on lyrics.
Yes.
On the game.
Yeah.
And for instance, like, you know, mm-hmm. where do you find 50 Cent?
In the club. We're going to play Lyrically Correct in 7 minutes. To me, Gene, and Shannon Renee of 105 on The Bounce. If you're late for work, when your boss starts yelling at you, just turn on 105onthebounce.com and you can drown him out and get your work done.
Yeah, we got our own app. It's super easy to find, right?
Yeah, free in the App Store, Google Play. You can say SIRI. Download right. 105.1 The Bounce. And she will take care of that for you. I don't want to say it because then my
I know, it's so funny every time we do say that. The phone's just going off.
Like, hello, what? Did you rang?
Right.
Do you want to go to The Price is Right Live? Because I know that Shannon does.
What a fun day. It's going down to the Fox Theater on Wednesday, October 18th.
Are you going? That's a school night, as we like to say.
I don't know. You know, 4 months out at 9:15 in the morning sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, right? When I spelled out the name, it's like typing everything that I'm saying on my Apple Watch.
Oh, wow.
Right now. I didn't even say it. didn't even say it. Anyway, we're playing a game called Lyrically Correct. I know it's been stalking you on social media because it's been stalking Shannon and myself. It's very easy. It's a game based off song lyrics,
yeah,
essentially.
Trivia.
Yes.
Super easy. Like if I was to say, where is 50 Cent? You would say, in the club.
You can find me in the club.
Yeah.
So it's based off of the song lyrics. We're going to ask you three questions. If you can get two out of three correct, you are going to The Price is Right Live on October 15th.
18th.
That was close.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
Pretty close.
248-544-1051 is the number. Caller number 10. Let's talk to you. Or no. The first person to do it.
Yeah, to get 2 to 3.
Let's talk to you right now. All right, let's get hooked. All right, let's get somebody hooked up with a pair of tickets to The Price is Right Live.
Ariana, you understand how the game works?
I do.
Okay, we're going to give you three questions based off of lyrics from artists that we play on the station. If you get two out of three correct, we'll hook you up with these tickets. Here we go.
All right, your first question is, where did Jagged Edge say to meet?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. No.
That's okay. We got two more.
All right. What did Biggie tell you to do after you throw your rollie in the sky?
Oh, wow. Drawing a blank.
Give you a couple more seconds.
All right, we gotta move on.
We're gonna try again tomorrow. Okay?
Have a good day.
You too. Thank you. All right, Kristen, let's see if you can get this. Here we go.
All right, question number one. Where did Jagged Edge say to meet?
At the author.
Yes, I just did this weekend.
Yes, and Shannon met her husband.
But it was not in a white dress. Okay. Just kidding.
All right, here's question number two.
What did Biggie tell you to do after you throw your rollie in the sky?
Wave from side to side.
Hey!
Yes! All right, just for fun. I'm going to give you the third question. What was the young boy doing to Lauren's life with his words?
Lauren Hill.
And you know, everybody listening on the radio is like screaming the answer right now.
Yes, singing her life's worth.
Very good. 3 out of 3. We see you, girl.
Congratulations. Yes, you're going to have a fun night because you just scored a pair of tickets to The Price is Right Live at the Fox Theater on Wednesday, October 18th. For tickets and show info, visit 313presents.com.
Thank y'all. So bad for the cup that I was
Nice. Oh, good. They better make sure you come on down, right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Go ahead and let everybody know who you're bouncing with this morning, girl.
1-0-7-1-1.
Tameen Jean and Shannon Renee on 105 on the bounce, and it's about that time.
Get on out of here.
Yes, it is. The weather the fires must really be affecting because it's like cloudy
it's
and just
super hazy.
Yeah, gross outside. So be safe because I heard that whatever the ash and stuff isn't good for you, especially if you got asthma or something.
Yeah, make sure that you stay indoors.
Yes, underlying conditions. We are out of here. Babs is up next, so spend some time with her. If you're sitting in the parking lot of work and you're like, man, I really don't want to do this, Babs will help you get through the
exactly.
day.
Exactly.
All you got to do is tell Siri to download 105.1 The Bounce, or you can download the app in the App Store or Google Play. We're back tomorrow. It's Friday. You know what that means.
DJ Scorpion is in the mix. We always love that, right?
Yes, we do. Perfect way to start off a Friday morning or end our Friday morning for yourself and myself. So
I'm excited.
Meet us back here tomorrow morning.
6 a.m. It's the morning bounce.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.